USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Workers at the jail where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein killed himself are declining interviews and getting lawyers. The Department of Justice is getting subpoenas to force up to 20 corrections officers to cooperate with the people investigating the death of the accused sex trafficker. Over a dozen of the nation's biggest phone companies are pledging to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says the phone companies have agreed to take action.
The phone companies will help prevent illegal robocalls by implementing call blocking technology at the network level at no cost to customers.
Fairly quiet day on Wall Street as investors await a speech from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 50 points to close at 26,252, the NASDAQ down 29, the S&P basically unchanged, losing 1 point. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out of the Democratic presidential primary race a week ago, announced that he's challenging Republican Senator Cory Gardner in 2020 in Colorado. With another Democratic candidate who's dropped out of the presidential race, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, who based his campaign on fighting climate change, is the latest candidate to drop out of the crowded Democratic presidential race. He made the announcement on MSNBC.
I've made a decision tonight that I'm not going to be the nominee. There are other avenues for me to be very effective in pushing the climate change message.
Staying in politics, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh is considering challenging President Trump in the Republican primaries. Walsh would be the third Republican to join the race, joining the president and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. Experts are predicting relief at the pump this fall. A new forecast by AAA says gas prices could drop as much as 25 cents a gallon starting after Labor Day. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Commissioners in Nevada's rural Lincoln County have voted to pre-sign an emergency declaration ahead of the Storm Area 51 raid event. So far, that's drawn 2 million RSVPs on Facebook. Varland Higby is the chairman of the Lincoln County County Commission. He joins Wells Report host J.D. Wells to discuss why this emergency declaration is needed.
Well, the declaration is a preemptive thing. Our resources here in the county, we're a county of 5,000 people. A little over 5,000 people, and our tax base don't support the kind of resources necessary to provide for 300,000, even 15,000 people distressed. Our EMS system, emergency management system, our sheriff's department, and our waste facilities, solid waste, and otherwise, we don't have that kind of infrastructure to handle it. So it's all going to have to be pulled in from somewhere else, and that costs lots of dollars, big bucks. When it gets down to our next meeting on the 3rd, we'll have a lot more logistics in place. We'll have a better idea of how many people are actually coming. And so we'll have a better idea of what we need to apply for, what resources we're going to have to cover the cost for. And that's what that declaration is all about. The state will help us cover those costs.
The Wells Report can be heard on many of these same USA Radio News stations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.